Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Welcome to hour number two on this beautiful hot Friday. And we've spent some time now in Dipper number one talking about cultural landmines. And this, you know, listen, having served in a war zone, you know, when a minefield is marked, it's almost like there is some form of contributory negligence on the part of the person who ignores the sign and walks into it anyway. Well, we're watching that constantly in corporate America these days, as one after the other, Harley Davidson, Bud Light, and they make decisions. You look at it and go, you have lost your way and you wandered into a cultural landmine. Somebody who knows this whole situation better than me, who makes a living just dealing with this very issue, is Paul Breyer. And we had Paul coming on the other day to talk about the upheaval in the market. And then lo and behold, our phone system went down. But I thought when I put this segment together, I thought, oh, here's a redo. So this is perfect. So this wound up being better because his company has actually been contributing to the pushback on this. Paul Breyer, by the way, is with degrees from Auburn University and Florida Institute of Technology. He's actually a qualified aerospace engineer, but he is also a independent financial advisor with Inspire Advisors on the line right now. Paul Breyer, how you doing?
I am doing good. How are you doing, Phil?
I'm good, man. We got it to work this time. Whoop, whoop.
Excellent. Yeah, you ready to go woke?
No. But I tell you what, though, I watch the world we're in, and when I see things like Harley Davidson losing their way, I think, what in the world is going on right now?
I don't understand it either. It's really impossible to understand why they do it, because when you think of it from just a basic stewardship of your corporation and shareholder value, trying to maximize shareholder value, why are you doing it? It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. And the thing that I've enjoyed, though, is that while we are seeing some corporations, like most recently there was a major deal with Camping World refusing to take down its flag, we are seeing some corporations pushing back against wokeness. But what's interesting, too, is to watch shareholders finally push back against the boardroom. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, sure. So there's a couple of aspects to that. You know, one is shareholders that own stocks directly. Yes, you can absolutely exercise your voting power, and you should do that. You know, you get those voting your share mailers in the mail, and, you know, if you're like me, you kind of look at them and go, I don't know who to vote for. But, you know, maybe it's time to look at it a little more closely, you know, see who they're trying to put on the board, you know, dig into their backgrounds a little bit more and exercise some due diligence there. Another way is to use or leverage companies that you invest with and ask them, you know, on your behalf to lobby for less wokeism in corporate America. They absolutely have power to do that. One of the things that Inspire Advisors or Inspire Investing is do directly is engaging some of these proxy services.
Yeah.
Like Institutional Shareholder Services and Glass Lewis. You may not have heard their names before. I didn't know who they were a few months ago. But they really have a monopoly about over 98% of all shares owned by investors. And they vote those for you. And they're not voting them probably the way you want to.
Yeah.
So if we leave it up to them, you're going to get what you get.
Well, I saw most recently that, and I quoted earlier in the show, your company actually pushed back against the city of New York City's comptroller, which was trying to force the use of the abortion pill or sale of the abortion pill in companies like Costco and Walmart and others, one of 38 companies that banded together. So there are some conservative investing companies out there that are taking a stand on behalf of their portfolio management. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. And you don't hear about them. You hear about all the bad actors. But, you know, there are plenty of companies that are conservative in their approach, more than you think, and they are pushing back. You know, you can ignore it for a while and go, oh, this is going to go away on its own, but it's just gotten out of control. So it's time to fight back.
So how does an individual who just has their own portfolio, maybe they're not part of a massive plan, they can't control how it's invested, like, you know, a state retirement plan or something like that. If they have their own portfolio, how do they even gut check this stuff and make sure they're not – toting around investments in something that doesn't stand for what they believe in?
Yeah, great question. One of the ways is find out what you're invested in. Put your dollars where your heart is. You know, something that we're fond of and we work with every day is biblically responsible investing. So what is that? You know, that's aligning your investments with biblical principles. You know, so we don't support abortion. We don't support LGBT activism, human trafficking. The list goes on. So you can absolutely take a look at your portfolio. I'll give you a website to do that, actually. It's inspireinsight.com. Take a look. Put in your favorite ticker or mutual fund. It'll bring up a list of everything that that mutual fund or stock is invested in that might be detrimental and not aligned with your values. They'll even give you links to where they found it. So it's attributable. You can find actual information about where they found what they're doing.
No, that's cool.
So that's number one.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Number one, what else?
You're a consumer too, right? So sometimes you might want to do boycotts of products like your favorite light beer.
Like Bud Light. <For example. laughs> I'll just go ahead and say it for you, Bud Light.
Or another way, if you don't do outright boycotts, is to encourage companies that sell multiple products to sell more of what you want them to sell and not encourage them to sell other things. There's companies that sell anything from abortion drugs to baby shampoo. Which one? I think I'm going to buy the baby shampoo.
Well, I look at this and I can't help but wonder. I mean, so we've been in what I would consider almost to be like a decade of corporate activism, and it's really exacerbated in the last, well, under the Biden administration, in my opinion, it's gotten rampant because they felt so empowered. And we're really even being pushed for DEI and all of it. But let me ask you this. Are you seeing a trend still towards wokeness, or are you seeing a trend away from it now? Has there been enough of a pushback to begin changing the bell curve?
I think it's turning, Phil. I really do. I see it happening. When you look at corporations and they stood up all these different DEI departments, I call it the latest HR fashion drug, you know, when they start up that DEI program.
Right.
You know, it's not working. They figured this out now, and they're starting to dismantle them. They're spending millions on these departments that really don't add any shareholder value. And it's not a competitive advantage for hiring or anything else.
Well, I look at it and think that surely to goodness, sooner or later, there's going to be a lawsuit. I mean, right, you're allowed to have, shareholders are allowed to file suit in some form of a derivative action against their actual, you know, loss of share value. Because there's decisions being made that are not in the best interest of the company. And there's got to be a trend towards that coming right now. I can't imagine that some of these like Harley Davidson and others are going to be able to stay engaged in the woke path they've been on and not face true litigation on behalf of, you know, massive numbers of shareholders.
Yeah, I agree. I think there is some legal recourse that's going to happen. But I also think that we as Christians have to, you know, engage them compassionately and talk to them about it. You know, get into the boardroom, start engaging with folks about, okay, do you really know what's going on in your company? And sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
You know, especially if it's a large company, they may be very surprised to see what's going on.
No, it's a great point. Well, I guess the thing I heard from you the most, though, is consumer engagement. Consumer/shareholder engagement is okay. I mean, you can actually, and I would say even at the grassroots level, you can walk into your favorite grocery store and ask for the manager and ask them to please carry more of a product. You could do it even at the local level, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. Yeah, your dollars speak loudly and clearly.
Well, Paul, we appreciate you, man. Thanks so much for your patience on the phones the other day and for making time for us again today. It was actually even a better fit today, I think, than it was before. So thanks very much.
You are most welcome. Thank you, Phil.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, well, listen, here's the bottom line, y'all. These cultural landmines, if you are a consumer, and Paul has mentioned it, if you are a consumer, you obviously have the power of the purse. And you may think, well, I'm just one. Look what happened to Bud Light. That was one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one, and it kept on going to the point that it cascaded. You may be the shareholder, and you get the thing in the mail that says, agree, or if you don't answer, then you will have agreed to give your proxy vote over. You can choose not to do that. In fact, you may find out there's an effort by a conservative, or this has happened, a conservative organization to gather up proxies to go and fight the issue. In fact, I didn't even get to it with Paul because we ran out of time, but there's an actual article put out by his company, Inspire, that says that there was a multi-pronged engagement action to go after proxy voting and to obtain the necessary signatures to help influence the votes. And that needs to happen. And then the other thing is, take it right down to the grassroots. Don't think that you're just one cog in a huge wheel. If you go to your local Walmart or Costco or wherever else and you see something that bothers you or something that is missing, tell the manager, there's a product I wish you'd put on the list. How do I report that? And they'll probably tell you, oh, we have a consumer hotline for that. And I listen, you may think it doesn't matter. You start a Facebook trend, an X trend, and you start telling people, I've told my manager this, and he says that they listen as long as they get X number of responses. I say, go for it, man. You would be amazed. I mean, if consumer shareholder experience means nothing, then we're lost. But I think it means a lot. And it's worth it because these cultural landmines are destroying great brands like Harley-Davidson. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. We're going to switch dippers here on Friday afternoon. We're going to start talking about our brethren and sistren overseas right across the pond, Great Britain, what is happening as they are crushing Britain.